Weigh the gun.
Weigh the gun. Maybe it'll be good. Wow.
Yeah.
Brian,
as far as I've gotten.
So you don't even need that. You just do it with your voice.
Yeah.
You don't even need the frickin' box.
I don't need an actual box.
Yeah, the wooden fart box. Coming up on TMS PM, hi, Boomer.
Hi, Boomer. Mystery date solved.
What sound gets Scott's ASMR going?
Oh, I bet it's my didgeridoo. Ghost lobsters.
Grandma Python.
I said that totally wrong. Ghost lobsters. That's how I should have said it.
Yeah.
Fine. It's canceled then.
Well, where did these men and their lube come from?
App time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
When I finally got down here to the house to look, see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out. He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. You know how rogues do. And blaming on everybody else.
I'm so sick of these mother demons.
The Morning Stream. How many licks does it take to get to the center of Brian Ibbitt's head?
One. That's how many licks it takes to get to the center of Brian's head. One.
It's true.
One.
Totally true. You know what I didn't say at the end of that? PM.
Oh, yeah, PM. And then and people saying Scott forgot what time of day it is. No, because Thursday happened the way it did, we're trying to cram a regular show into a PM slot today. That's what's happening. We're trying to give you back what we took away because freaking Comcast business decided to lay new cable over here. They were laying cable, Brian, if you know what I mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they had an unscheduled maintenance they didn't tell me about. It'd be nice if someone said something, like an email or anything. It'd be great. Because we had it unscheduled. And we had a stream right up until like 2 minutes to the time we air. Everything's ready.
Yeah.
And then goes out, and it was out till noon.
And I imagine it's because they say, all right, well, let's not cut off everybody's internet until 9 o'clock.
Yeah. No, I'm so sure that this is their thinking. I'm sure they're like, well, our peak time's at night. You know, we don't want to screw with that, whatever. I get that. But they forget a lot of these clients they have are doing business stuff. I'm paying
people
them the extra
work
money
from
for
home.
It.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So just let me know. It would have been okay if they let me know. I could have scheduled around it. I could have changed something. So it wasn't like a broken outage, but it was irritating nonetheless. And it was done pretty quick. But it was right when the show had to happen. Like, literally, the entire block of the show got hosed. Mm. Sorry, everyone. Mm. We're back.
I played WoW. I played WoW on a live stream. And
did you ding 120
my Amazon Prime status? My Twitch Prime status.
Did you ding 120 while they watched, while they looked?
Oh, no. I dinged 120 last night at about 10:30 p.m.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go, then.
In Nazmir, or whatever it is. Just, as a matter of fact, it was just as... I was leaving the innards of Tortuga or whatever his name is.
Oh, the big turtle, yeah.
The big turtle.
Yeah, that's a good scene because you gotta deal with Bwam Somdi or whatever.
Yes,
his business.
Yes.
He's great. That guy.
He is great. He's my favorite. I guess he's not a Loa. He's a spirit though.
Oh, he's a Loa. He's the Loa of
he
the
is
dead.
Loa.
Yeah.
Loa. Okay. He's the Loa of the dead. All right.
Yeah. And then here's the theory. In some of the dialogue with him, we were talking about this on the instance today, he makes a comment that he has to report to his boss. And we think his boss is N'Zoth, the fish god guy that talked to, what's her name, in that latest video.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
So he's like in charge of, because he's the god of death, see? And,
yeah.
So he's just got all these guys
He'll
working
the boss.
For him.
Yep. Sure.
So anyway, that's a great game.
Anyway, I can start on world quests now and...
Dungeons.
Yeah. Dungeons, exactly.
Yeah. Did some of those today. Had a blast.
Yeah, I wish I could. I still can't group finder for dungeons, though. Not until I'm through a five, right?
No, you can just...
Oh, can I for normal?
For normals, yes. Heroics, you need 305.
Oh, okay, cool. So yeah. I can pug normals.
Yeah, pug normals all day long.
Nice.
Do the heroics not long after. It didn't take me very long this round to get to 305. And then today I did a mythic. and it was
I heard on the instance that you guys were planning on doing that. That's awesome.
It was great. I got a nice wrist thing walking out of there. But that was cool. And the game's great. What a game. World of Warcraft, guys, catch it. Brand new. Nice. Anyway, we have a new family member. Would you like to hear about our new family member here at the house?
I saw a photo and I'd love to hear about it.
I was going to announce it on the show, but then the show thing happened and I wasn't able to do it. So there's some stuff on Twitter. People have been following me there. You've seen this. But here's the dealio. Let me find the image. Here we go, so that people can enjoy it if they want. We have a brand new member of the family. Her name is Boomer. She's named after the character Boomer from Battlestar Galactica. And, hold on.
So what you're saying is she could be a Cylon.
She could be a Cylon. In fact, she very likely is a Cylon. But we won't know until season 3 or whatever if she's a Cylon. But she's right. Super adorable. Nick adopted her, actually. This is all Nick thing, whereas Carter did the cat, and that was all her thing. Nick went to an adoption center, found the dog, kind of fell in love with it, paid the money, did the thing, got her shots, all that stuff, and now she's here.
The question I want to know is, did he check with you guys first, or did he just do all this kind of on his own?
So this will probably not surprise anybody, but this all happens while he's out with Kim doing stuff, running errands.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, Kim's not even a dog person, but she is I want to support my kids if they want dogs person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So she would never have a snake here on her own volition. She has a snake in the house because she likes to support everybody and their dumb ideas. She doesn't play World of Warcraft, but she's happy to make it so I can play World of Warcraft. Same idea.
Of course.
So Nick saw this dog and she was, of course, all in. Now, I don't know anything about it and I'm going to throw the biggest fit about it, because what usually happens is we get new pets and it's like, well, oh, you'll take care of them? Great. That's great. And then there's a poo in the corner, or they didn't get fed this morning, or, you know, something else gets slacked on. And I'm like, what happened to that part where you said you were going to take care of it?
Right.
So
who takes care of the snake right now?
Me. I feed the snake.
Yeah. And that was Nick's snake, right?
Yeah, it was Nick's snake. He's not feeding the snake anymore.
Hopefully he doesn't feed the snake to the dog.
So they came home right when I happened to be in a chair reading something on my notebook or something, and then plopped this puppy down on my chest while I'm sitting there. And my reaction was, what in the freak? And then it only took about a half a second to see its little face. And I went, no.
It's amazing. So we saw that photo and both T and I said, oh my God, it's Daisy as a puppy. Like, our Daisy looked exactly like that as a puppy. And she's part German Shepherd, part Shar Pei.
Oh, so maybe that's the... We all said German Shepherd influence, but we aren't sure the makeup.
Yeah, and I don't think... I mean, you'd know Shar Pei if it's got, like, purple spots on its tongue. That's what Daisy has. Instead of having a completely purple tongue, she's got... It looks like a blueberry pancake.
Yeah.
Like, it's got spots. But...
She also... So this dog has a big, giant blue spot on its tongue.
Oh, really?
Like right in the center of it, looks like a big old birthmark about this big. And there's something in the back, but the one that shows up is this big one. So I'm starting to wonder if maybe we ended up with the same crossbreed.
Wow, that'd be amazing.
And she's awesome so far. She scratches the door when she wants to go out. She peeps and poops when we need her to. She loves Rainer. Rainer is not sure about any of this, by the way. Super defensive, playing all those instinct games. She's playing pack leader, all that.
Yep.
Does not like the fact that there is possibly a new puppy moving in. They both dislike the cat equally, so that's cool.
they've united against the cat.
Yeah, totally. And anyway, she's looks like we're in for it. She's here. I was trying to get us to stick with the Blizzard naming because we have Rainer and we have Deckard. So we have Deckard Cain, Jim Rainer. Sure. I thought we would name her like Jaina or something. Because Jaina is a great dog name. Jaina, come here.
Jaina's all popular right now. Like this whole thing is all about, you know, it's got Jaina all up in this business.
Yeah, everyone loves Jaina. So I thought, well, let's do that. And then Nick says, no, I don't want to do that. And I bought her dad, so I'm naming her. So, but he went with Boomer, which is also a cool name. So I'm in. It's good. It's fine. She's a total sweetheart. She falls asleep on your chest and just loves people. And she's great. And meanwhile, Rainer's standing around going, what about me? What about me? What about me?
I've been replaced.
Abort, abort. I mean, she is kind of freaking out, but we're working on it. We're making it work. Speaking of new things, how's Tristan's new place? How'd that go?
So tonight, actually last night, was the last night that Tristan is sleeping in this house. At least, you know, on a regular basis. I'm sure something will be like, oh, Dad, you mind if we just sleep, or if I just sleep here tonight? And of course, whatever. But he's got a new condo. He's getting ready to head out. Kind of freaked us out. I mean, he's getting ready to head out on a Greyhound bus trip down to New Mexico to go visit his girlfriend tomorrow.
Right. Taking the bus.
And there was that whole business down there. Horrible business with the Greyhound bus crash and the semi and everything. It's like, okay, I guess. I mean, number one, it was the semi's issue, but also if there's ever a time, it's like right after something like this, everyone's a lot more careful. So I guess, you know.
It's like food poisoning in a restaurant. If the McDonald's has a bad food poisoning outbreak, you go the day they open.
Right, exactly. And it's going to be the cleanest and they're going to be the most careful. Yeah. Anyway, so his roommate, a guy named Phil, has been working on this place for months. This place it's a condo. It's in a nice area. It's in an area that's even getting better because they're just putting in like a Lucky's Market. So even the value of the condo has increased by about 50% just in the couple months that Phil's been working on it. Mm-hmm. And the place is great. We took a load of Tristan's stuff over there. Mm-hmm. And we kind of loaded it. So basically we took it in his car and our car. We took a handful of stuff up to the apartment. Then as we were up there, we saw that there was a shopping cart that you could use for moving already up there. And we're like, oh, we'll just take this down. So we take the shopping cart back in the elevator, take it back down, put all the stuff from both cars into it, including like, is this the sad, sad music?
Yeah, we all want to, you know, we're just having a little. It's all right.
All right.
It's all good.
All right, it's fine.
Yeah.
Hello, Martha. Dearest Martha. Anyway. So we load all the stuff into the shopping cart and take it upstairs. And I mean everything. Like Tristan's got stereo in there. He's got his this will be a throwback to a lot of people. His fog machine is in there. I bought him Arya's needle, the sword at Comic-Con a few years ago. I think I talked about that on TMS.
Yeah.
And loaded all that stuff on the shopping cart and put it into the elevator and then took it up and we're getting it into Phil's apartment. And nice. I'm like, I'll push it. You guys go ahead and just take the stuff that's like about to fall off the top. So they go ahead of me, get the stuff into Tristan's new room. And then I start pushing the cart in and I'm like, all right, well, let's wind it around here and we'll just go up to about here. And then we'll take everything else by hand. We get it into the apartment, the shopping cart into the apartment. But then I'm deciding, well, we'll get it, the rest of the stuff by hand. As I'm turning the corner with the shopping cart, I notice the shopping cart stops a lot sooner than I'm expecting it to stop.
Like
I'm rounding a corner and I should be able to get fully around the corner, but the shopping cart has just stopped. I'm like, all right, well, why is it stopping? And then I realized that Tristan's sword, Arya's needle, has protruded through the front of the shopping cart, making it like a, like a weapon, basically. And the tip of it has gone into the freshly painted, drywalled, and done wall that Phil has been working on for the last couple of months.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Did it make and a big hole or what? What'd you end up with?
No, it made like a dime size hole. It wasn't too bad, but felt like, you know, like so small. Like, oh, Phil, I'm so sorry. I know you've been working like crazy. He's like, oh, it's totally fine. It's not that bad. And like, oh, so I swear to God, I'm buying them pizza for like the first month they live in there.
Yeah. They take a little corner of the crust from the pizza and jam it in there real hard.
And just shove it in there. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, a little mud will fit right in there and they can just paint right over it. But still, God.
I understand. I totally get it. It's like somebody just changed the sheets and you immediately go and barf on it or something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like instantly like, all right, hey, check out the new apartment right there on the wall. But anyway, so we're excited and we're, you know, a little bit, it's a bittersweet thing. We're excited that Tristan is on his own and independent. But of course we're going to miss him around here, obviously. And, you know, seeing him come home from work and hearing his keys jingle as he walks around because he keeps his keys on the outside of his pocket. And Anyway.
That's awesome, though, that he's got this big moment. And even though it's kind of, you know, a little bittersweet, like you said the other day, it's a big move. It's a good thing.
It is. Yeah. Totally is. So
I have a hard time with this stuff, too. It's rough. I'm not good at it. And I have to do it three freaking times.
I know. Well, you've already done it once.
Did it once, and that was fine. Did it kind of with Carter for a little while she was living up at the U. And then I'll do it again with her. So maybe I have to do it four times. But that was more about her. That was more about her being homesick and leaving than it was about me, because I knew she only had the semester and she was coming back anyway. So it was like no big deal. But in her mind, she was, you know, making a much bigger move. And then when Nick goes, that'll be super weird. Probably harder on Kim.
That's going to be the toughest one, because that'll be the last, right? And well, potentially. Depends on who leaves first. Carter 2.0 or Nick 1.0.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Well, good job. You made it through, Brian. The gauntlet of parenthood. You've come through yet another ring of fire. Unburned and clean on the other side.
That's right. Also, Wednesday night, we had Mystery Date. I teased about this on Wednesday during the show. Mm-hmm. Couldn't really talk about it because Tina's a listener, so I can't really talk about Mystery Date prior to the Mystery Date. But so I gave you the hint that the Hawaiian shirt that I was wearing was a clue to where we were going.
Sure.
And sure enough, you did guess that we were going to go for Hawaiian food as part of it. And I took her to a poke restaurant beforehand, and we had some Hawaiian poke, which is really good. Brand new place. I wish it was closer, but it's going to be really good to go there every once in a while. And then after that, we went and saw South Pacific, Rodgers and Hammerstein South Pacific at the AMC for, it's like one of those Fathom Events things. It was the 60th anniversary.
Yeah, I like those.
So a special two-night event. And, you know, we had some enchanted evening. We washed that man right out of our hair. what else? We went to Bali High. Bali High!
Very nice.
Anyway.
That's great.
Really, really cool. It was a lot of fun. And we were, I swear to God, we were the youngest ones in that theater. We had a great time watching the movie, but we were really the youngest ones in the theater. As a matter of fact, this couple, this older couple, walks, they're maybe the third or fourth couple in there, and so they have to walk across in front of us, but there aren't a lot of other people in the theater. And the guy looks over at me and says, "Oh, that's it. If I knew this theater was going to be filled with millennials, I wouldn't have bought tickets," describing Tina and I. And I said, "Wow. I need to have this kind of lighting installed at the house, because we are so totally not millennials." He was joking, and you know, they were sitting right next to us, so we kind of joked the whole time before the movie started. But I said, "Well, thank you. We are not millennials. We are parents of a millennial, but we are not millennials ourselves."
I think a lot of older people don't really know where that edge is or where they cut off.
They might not.
Yeah. I think my mom, if I was to ask her, "Hey, Mom, what's a millennial?" she would probably think my whole thing. And really, it's my daughter is one. Your son is right on the
on the edge of one.
And they think it's anyone younger than them is what I think it means.
Mm-hmm. But I think so.
Well, that's good. So well done. Now, do you worry about this? I wanted to ask you this question. You worried about escalation. And by that I mean every time you one up each other on these dates, right? Like, here's your mystery date. Oh, is super
but
awesome.
But we didn't.
Well,
I mean, Tina, the first one was tickets to Pat Benatar.
Right, but
this was a movie. Right. This was a movie and rice and
yeah, but it was a thoughtful, like a thoughtful thing. My question is, especially in her case, because she did take you to Pat Benatar, does the next time it swing around for her, is she going to have this pressure on herself to spend more, do more, plan more? Like, are you guys worried about that at all?
Not at all. Even when we went to Pat Benatar, she says, "Well, I'm kind of coming out of the gate with a big one, but don't, you know, this is not what either of us should expect to do." And nor, you know, I certainly don't. I feel like the South Pacific and dinner is just kind of the perfect amount for a mystery date. It doesn't have to be this lavish $100, $200 experience. I spent a total of maybe $50 on our mystery date. And that's, it's more about the date and just more about doing something fun than about going broke in the process. And I've actually even got October already planned out too.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You're efficient.
I'm just excited for this. And October is going to be something that I kind of can't wait to do either. So I can't wait to talk about October when the time comes. I know that's like, a month and a half away before we do that one.
But, it's going
to
be Halloween-y themed or something like that?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
All right. Tina, quit listening. Yeah. We're talking about you here.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's great. That's the thing I want to start doing. By the way, so we've talked on this show about how I don't know what my ASMR trigger is. Nicole was on. She was talking about how all that stuff works for her. Other people are like, oh, yeah, this thing. Brian can listen to the soft-speaking little Japanese lady, and that works somehow for him. I can't find anything. I think I may have found it, though.
Really? Okay, cool.
Do you want to hear it? I have a sample.
It's okay. This, right?
That's it. That's the one. I was hoping you'd take the hint and play it more, because now I have a tingling in my head. No, it's not that at all. First, all right, let's see if you can tell what it is, and then I have a funny thing to tell you about it if you go a certain way. So here you go. Here's the sound.
Identify the sound.
This is the sound that makes me... I don't know if it's full-on ASMR, but it makes me relax and kind of chill more than other sounds do. And maybe there's music that does that for me already, so maybe this isn't full ASMR, but it's the one sound I found that works for me. So here you go. Can you tell what that is?
It sounds like sped-up nature sounds with birds chirping, like you've taken... Sounds of the Rainforest and played it at 78 RPM instead of 33 and a third RPM.
Well, you're better than what the guys on Core says it sounds like. The guys on Core says it sounds like I'm peeing on leaves and grass. So you can hear it a little bit. Like I'm just whizzing all over some grass.
Totally.
That is definitely not what it is. It's not card shuffling. What it is... Take a big Glad plastic bag or some kind of plastic tarp that's like that plastic bag material.
Yeah.
And then you take a lint roller that you'd normally use on your shirt or whatever. And you roll that thing on this plastic and you have to hold it all flat so it doesn't just pull up around it. That's the sound it makes is this.
How did you discover this?
Okay, so I have to give Nicole credit for this. She gave me the video that we were looking at that was Find Your Whatever. And so I sat through that thing. And it's some guy eating a cheeseburger and it's all rapid fire and there's somebody
please tell me it was David Hasselhoff.
He was going,
why are you filming this? Baywatch.
So it was like that. There's somebody scratching a table, somebody else tapping their nails on something, like one after the other, and they get to this one with this Glad trash bag and this roller, and I went, that's it. Now, at the very least, it just sounds good to me. Now, whether or not it's actually anything defined as ASMR, I have no idea because I don't really know what that feels like, but I find that sound soothing and kind of addicting to hear it.
Huh.
So it's as close as I've got.
Okay. That's let's start. And you know, maybe that leads to... something similar to that even does it further, right? Like maybe the lint roller garbage bag is your gateway, but then you find it's the key that almost fits, but then you find the key that totally fits.
Right. Right. It is kind of like that. And so right now I'm just sort of like, oh, that's not bad. So now I need to find a big roller and a different kind of plastic and then narrow it down. That's the thing. I don't know how people figure this stuff out. There's so much variety out there. How'd y'all know? How do y'all know? I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway,
I don't know. I don't know.
Almost got
you just gotta stumble. You stumble upon it. But I like that. I like that. There's a video that's like, is this your ASMR? And just has a bunch of different.
And the problem is, it doesn't really send you anywhere. It just has all these sounds. I wish it would say, sound number 49 is blah, and then I could search for it. But I can't find. I started looking for roller on plastic, lint roller on plastic, and I couldn't find anything that was specific to this.
Really?
Seems
like that would be, if they had it in there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, here you go. Lint rolling you to sleep ASMR.
Oh, I missed that. Where's that? Oh,
but you did, but is it on your lint roller ASMR?
Okay, I searched for that and guess what I got? And then maybe you'll get the same if you follow the links. Yeah. I found a video of a guy just rolling a lint brush across like his carpet. Clothes. He was just doing it on his clothes, like this.
Oh, well, there's a woman who's doing it on, like, New Orleans-style beads. Do you want to hear that one?
Yeah, let's hear it. Can you play it? Or do you want to send it to me?
I've got to send it to you. It's in the It's like, oh, it's funny. It's a video of like her lint rolling a bunch of stuff, including a Michigan welcome mat.
Wow. Okay.
What else is in this video? That's hilarious.
She's talking. Hold on.
Tonight, we're going to run our lint roller.
See, this isn't it. Okay, let me skip ahead some.
Skip ahead to the lint rolling.
So I'll just put them lengthwise.
Oh, gosh! I can't. I can't do that kind of...
Yeah, I know thing. When you hear... You hear the viscosity of lunch
yes,
that she had.
The viscosity of lunch. That's my autobiography. I'm going to write that one book one day.
The viscosity of lunch.
The Life and Times of Scott Johnson, The Viscosity of Lunch. Okay, here's another. Here's the actual rolling.
Okay.
I can't even hear it.
That's light. Is that on the carpet?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, she lint rolls. Sure. It looks like a leather purse.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, I found it. Yeah. I found it. Here we go. 9 minutes in or so.
Okay,
here we go.
So, I have this journal with a leather cover.
This is how Seinfeld ended up wearing a puffy shirt on the Today Show. Totally was this woman is. Right here.
It totally is. She's a soft talker. Didn't know what she was asking. I don't want to be a pirate. All right, well, where did she lint roll and quit talking? Hold on, here we go.
Run it down the side.
This isn't it.
She needs to not talk and just lint roll.
Oh, gosh. Like chutting fingernails on a chalkboard, what she's doing.
Yeah. At least the Japanese voice in that Sleep Orbit app, there's no saliva sounds going with the talking.
Yeah.
They managed to do just enough whispering to not capture
people.
leather booklet. Here's a leather journal that I've been keeping since I went to college.
Somehow yours is less annoying than hers, and I don't know why. But I'll tell you what gives me the chill. So someone says, what gives you involuntary chills? And the answer for me is easy. It's either a scene in a movie, like a Pixar movie might hit a particular poignant moment or something, and I'll feel that sensation. Sure, I might be watching a Marvel movie and an amazing thing happened. The music crescendos at the right time and I'll get involuntary chills. If that's what you're saying ASMR is, people, then I know what that feeling is, but none of your stuff is doing that for me. Like none of this like, okay, two poker chips.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. If you're going to do the ASMR with items, don't talk. Let's hear the items. The items that you're trying to do the ASMR.
Exactly.
Otherwise it's you know, the whisper crap, and
I can't do whisper. And I know some people are way into it, and that's great. I'm more power to you. I'm glad you found it. But what if it was water bottle crinkling? Nope, that isn't it either.
That's not it. Nope. But at least you're not like while you're crinkling the water bottle going, okay, I'm going to crinkle the water bottle.
It's so good. Guy in chat says, let's see, Opal's one mum or whatever, whatever it is, how you say it. Says, the soft voice makes me want to fill my ears with hot wax so no sound gets in again. I want it to relax me. I'm looking, and so for me, for whatever reason, and maybe it's because it sounds a little like rain or something, but that's
interesting. I mean, I guess I hear it now, but it's interesting that there's like almost a glass sound.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're rolling in glass, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like Ryan Philippa rolling in glass.
Yeah.
Rolling in shards of glass is what it sounds like.
And now
like.
You saying this, not the Ryan Philippa or Philippa part.
Philippa,
but,
no, sorry.
Or whatever it is. Maybe the other way. But also what sounds good to me by you describing it would be, let's say, a bathtub full of metal beads.
Uh-huh.
The sound that would make if you like mushed through it.
Yeah.
That sounds like that would be a thing I'd be into, but that's not practical. Nobody can fill a tub full of beads.
Well, somebody could.
Well, yes. Some idiot YouTuber will figure out a way to make it happen.
But you can't just do that at the drop of a hat. You've got to basically say, all right, by request, here's ASMR.
It says here it's like something comforting from your childhood, like your mom reading you a book to go to sleep when you were a kid. I've heard this before. It's like a kid thing, something from your childhood. Maybe I was never comforting or comfortable in my childhood.
Maybe. Well, at least we know your mother didn't get really close into your ear and whisper, you know, reading The Cat in the Hat or something. I will not eat them in a train. I will not eat them in a plane.
Oh, mom's viscosity is what you're getting there.
The viscosity of mom.
Yep. I think that this will have to do for now for ASMR.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Yep, that's the one. I'm going to go with that. That gives me the chills, but probably in the wrong way. All right. Like I said, that didn't work. Why didn't that work? Oh, it is working. Like I said earlier, we're going to do this like a regular show today, and that means...
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
Hey, it's the news brought to you by...
Don't care what Scott thinks. Let me try that again. Don't care about what Scott thinks about politics on Twitter. There's a lot of about in that sentence.
Yep.
Good news. He's moved all that to @political_Scott. That's @political_Scott. Follow or ignore at will.
See how easy that is? If you're like, I don't want to hear what Scott has to say about politics, don't have to follow it. You'll never see it once. I'm never going to retweet it. I'm never going to like tweets from it, from my main account. It will exist wholly by itself. Already does. It's out there now. But if you're like, I really do like your take, or I'd like to hear more, I'd like to argue with you, whatever it is, you can follow it. political_Scott. Go check it out and see whether you give a crap or not.
Nice.
All right. What are we doing here? Let's do a story. A rare ghost lobster has been caught off Stonington.
Stonington, man.
It's a Canadian thing, I guess. Even in Maine. Oh, that's Stonington, Maine. I'm sorry. Even in Maine,
it wasn't a rock.
I wouldn't go look at that if I were you. It's a see-through lobster. You got to see this. This is so rare. You just don't see it very often.
See-through. Okay.
Kind of translucent.
I was wondering why they thought it was a ghost lobster. Like, what made it a ghost lobster?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Is that weird or what?
That's kind of cool.
It's like it's got a glow. It's like it's a quest item. It's like all the regular lobsters, and you need to get 10 of these, and they glow for you so you know where they are.
If this was Pokemon, that would be a shiny.
Yeah, that would totally be a shiny. But look at that. That is just so weird.
You can see where all the best meat is.
It's almost like it's a normal lobster underneath, but the outside is like a coating of something.
Yeah.
But that's just its outer shell. I'd still eat
it. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd still eat it.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure the meat inside is still just your typical lobster meat. It's just the fact that his shell doesn't have the typical dark green pigmentation.
Yeah, and that's what it says.
I bet if you boiled it, it would still turn the red, you know, that orangish red that the normal shells do.
I wonder if that would be any different. You're probably right. Probably not. Probably wouldn't be any different. It'd probably just be as red as any other lobster.
Well, unless it is the pigmentation in the shell that turns the color. So maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it would turn even more transparent, like turn crystal.
Says there, oh, that'd be cool.
Crystal clear.
Like Magni, bronze beard. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Playing too much WoW. It says here, their lack of pigmentation is caused by a genetic condition. So that's what that's about.
There you go.
I mean, would you, if someone said to you, sorry, sir, we're all out of red lobsters. Here's this white weird one. Don't worry, it's just caused by a kind of a broken genetic thing, but go ahead and eat it. Would you still eat it?
I'd still eat it.
Well, you wouldn't feel weird, like maybe you're eating like a cancer lobster or something like that, you know?
Well, I mean, there'd be a little bit of that, but I mean, I guess if they could determine whether or not the meat inside was indistinguishable from regular lobster, then I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's that completely avoids the question of would you eat it.
Well, this guy catches enough lobster, the one that found it, that in 2014 he was also notable for catching a lobster that had everything the same as a normal lobster except its claw. One claw was blue, bright blue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, almost that's like the claw had been soaking in some kind of dye or whatever, but it was just some genetic twist. Anyway, this disease, not disease, but this genetic condition is called leucism. L-E-U-C-I-S-M. Okay. Leucism. And,
leucism, yeah.
Maybe it's just like albino. That's the deal. Like
a lobster that pretty, you can't eat all at once.
Put it in the muffins. Next story is about an 81-year-old grandma. I like the grandmas.
Sure.
Not in a weird way, guys. I'm just mean that I like nice old ladies. They're nice. 81-year-old grandma bravely removed two pythons from a barbecue grill. This is not a euphemism. She removed two python snakes from a barbecue grill because she's a badass and everyone else is a wuss. 81 years old.
Oh, my God. Look at this video.
She shared it on social media. Let's click it so the chat can see it.
Like, the dude is sitting there with a Tupperware lid to protect himself. She's got nothing. She is just reaching there and grabbing them with no protection.
You think it's just, you know, you're 81, you've seen it all. Like, at this point, what do you have to lose kind of thing? Like, she doesn't know if these are poisonous
or
whatever.
This is Australia, first of all, which...
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
She's seen some snakes.
This is...
Her son is terrified.
Grandma.
Yeah. Her son looks terrified. He's got like a shield.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, totally.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if she gets that.
He's like, I'm not about to say, Grandma, let me do that for you. He's just like, yeah, you got this.
Oh my gosh.
She's just reaching in there, just grabbed him. Wow. And shoving him in the Tupperware. Look at her, man.
If I am that cool and I'm 81, I'll be lucky.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. Yeah, you know, it's Australia. These snakes are completely and totally harmless, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way she was grabbing that thing by the head, my gosh.
Yeah.
We breathe them tough down there, says Alexiv 1969. I believe it. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Do you then cook a couple hamburgers on that grill, or do you, how much do you scrub that grill before you cook anything on
it? I'd scrub it, but I wouldn't worry too much. Like, it would be, they're not dirty. Yeah, and they're not that dirty anyway. Snakes are just...
Well, sure, but snakes do poop, you know.
They do.
Sure, you've cleaned some of that up out of...
Norman's
cage. Out of that cage.
Yeah.
Norman. Yeah.
He has... In fact, there's one sitting in there now. He poops as big as a cat. Like, big old, like, turds.
He poops as big as a cat poops.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, yes. That is a way better English way of saying it. Because if she pooped as big as the cat, that would be a real problem.
It's not a giant cat-sized poop coming out of that coming out of that snake.
Yeah, I would just scrub it real good, and then I would
let the fire deal with the rest of it.
I'd let Grandma pick the next. I would let her pick her meat because she's too awesome and she deserves all the meat picking she can get. Here's a fun bride story. My daughter does wedding photography, so we thought this would be a funny story to do because she says she deals with some pretty crazy people. This is definitely one of those. This bride canceled her wedding after guests refused to pay her $1,500 in an attendance fee. You ever heard of such a thing?
Oh, I read this. And I read this. I read her Facebook post, too. Holy crap.
Man, it wasn't a joke, either. Like,
no. No, that was my first thought, is that, all right, well, this is just some, you know, somebody looking for a bunch of retweets and likes and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. It says right here, we don't need to tell you about weddings that get expensive. Even the most meticulous budgeting happens. A few unexpected costs always crop up. While most brides tend to accept this fact, one Canadian woman, I mean, isn't this some wacko American, okay, Canada, it's one of yours. who is only known as Susan, attempted to circumvent all wedding costs by asking her friends and family to pay up to attend her wedding. It went about as well as you'd be expected. Susan is causing quite the debate online after posting a bizarre Facebook rant, the one you read, about her now canceled wedding. Jeez. The couple called off the wedding just days before the I do's after the guests refused to pay $1,500 each, sorry.
Yeah.
In an attendance fee. She was demanding this in order to pay for her $60,000, that's Canadian, or $46,000 U.S. wedding, dream wedding. In her long-winded, filled with expletives post.
Oh, man. She uses the, she throws the C word around like we're watching a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yep. The former bride accuses her friends and family of ruining her marriage and her life. Quote, how could we have our wedding that we dreamed of without proper funding? We sacrificed so much and only asked each guest for around $1,500. We talked to a few people who even promised us more to make our dream come true, she wrote on Facebook. My maid of honor pledged $5,000 along with her planning services. We tearfully thanked and accepted. My ex's family's offered to contribute $3,000. So your request for $1,500 for all of the guests was not effing out of the ordinary. No, it is. It's completely out of the ordinary. 100% out of the ordinary.
Completely out of the ordinary. And I love the fact that that her husband or her husband-to-be said, well, why don't we just... let's just go to Vegas. Let's elope. Let's go do one of those weddings. You know, let's just, we want to get married. Let's just get married. And she, her response to that was, I don't want to get married like some effing WH word.
Yeah.
That they used a lot on The Sopranos. And that caused him to say, eh, goodbye. I'm done.
Yeah. He did the right thing by he needed
totally
to end this.
He totally did. It's like, all right, good. Good getting out of there now before this whole thing becomes something that's a lot more difficult to get out of.
I'm guessing there's only so many times in your life when you're facing a gun and it fires a bullet and you can dodge it successfully. Congratulations to this guy. You dodged a bullet.
Exactly. Yes.
My gosh. I would go buzz zonkers. Run away as fast as you freaking can.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's quite a piece of work. Yep. And she claims in that rant that she is off social media while she goes backpacking down in South America or whatever. And I'm really wondering if she really did do that. And if she's completely unaware about how this is like made it onto news organizations, how it's gone all over the web, how it's gone to,
oh, and she's just not in contact. Nobody can get a hold of her. She doesn't know about the uproar about it.
Wouldn't that be great if she comes back and there's all this.
Didn't this happen with somebody was flying back from, they got on a plane in South Africa or something. Mm-hmm. They made some joke. Oh, what was that? And it was kind of innocently said, but it just so happens, and she wasn't aware of it. Something happened in the news that made it seem like she was making the most racist joke ever.
Right. And it basically made it back to America before she did.
Yeah. She didn't get off the plane. She didn't know. She gets off the plane. Suddenly it turns her phone on. Bling, 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 bling. Like a million messages yes. from everybody going, are you okay?
Where
are you
doing? Yeah, I can't remember who that was, but that I do remember that.
Yeah. I'm off social media.
Bad news travels faster than good news.
Yeah. I can tell you that for sure.
Or what's the way to know? I guess a comment like that can make it around the world before. Oh, there's some phrase.
If Superman flies backwards, he can save Lois Lane.
That's exactly it. That was totally it.
Right. Yeah. All the pebbles will come out of her car in reverse. Here's her final story. It's a Colorado story. In Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. which my understanding is very conservative.
Very, very conservative.
Says here, dog owners came home to find a shirtless man and lube in the living room. And let me rephrase that. Not shirtless man, shirtless men. Multiple.
Oh, shirtless men.
Yeah,
multiple.
Worse. Dog sitting gone wrong in Colorado Springs. Homeowner warning is warning others about the popular app called WAG. Never heard of it.
I haven't either.
Cleet Kelter said after scheduling the dog sitting at his home on the west side, came home early Monday morning around 1 a.m. to something which he described as horrific. The general smell in the house was disgusting. We have had all the windows and doors open since, says the homeowner. Keller says when he walked inside, he noticed two shirtless men sitting on his couch. When he asked them to leave, he noticed something even stranger. There was an open bottle of personal lubricant and a camcorder on the end of the table. So it's pretty self-explanatory what was going on, says Keller.
Not completely. I think that they need. I don't think it's completely self-explanatory.
I agree.
I think one can infer a couple different outcomes.
I completely agree. Like there's not enough explained here, and I'm not saying I want it to be. I'm just saying you know something weird was going on. KXRM reached out to the dog sitter, wanted to remain anonymous. This is what she had to say about the incident. Quote: to be completely honest, I didn't have WD-40 and my keys were stuck in my car. So I ended up grabbing what I had in my car for things that, you know, I do in my personal time. And I didn't think to put it back in the car, said the woman. Which, okay, fine. That sounds like a lie, but fine. It doesn't explain the dudes.
Doesn't explain the camcorder either.
And also, I'm concerned about the smell. I don't want to know any more about that. I'm just concerned about it.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, the smell, they never even explained the smell.
No, he just said it was horrible and his windows are open.
So, your key's stuck in your car. Are you going to use KY lubricant?
Yeah, that came out of the... Wait, didn't she say she had it in her car? I ended up grabbing what I had in my car.
Yeah.
Oh, to be completely honest, I didn't have WD-40 and my keys were stuck in my car. So right. I grabbed what I had in my car. Well, how could she do that if she was locked out of the car because her keys were in the car?
Well, she's not necessarily locked out. Her keys are stuck in the door.
Oh.
She probably just can't pull the keys out, but she can probably open the door, get in, get out, but she just can't leave the
keys.
She's
got a tub of personal goo in there. Come on.
Well, who knows if it's a tub. I mean, it's an open bottle. It doesn't explain who the dudes are. Doesn't explain the camcorder.
Nope. And it certainly doesn't.
Nothing
about this is good.
Cron 4, you've failed at your reporting duties. You have not gotten the who, what, where, when, and how
right.
of this story.
Yeah, fake news. All right, we're going to take a break. Yeah. We're going to play a song, which is something you usually don't even do on PMs anymore. But we're doing it today because we're bringing you the full meal deal. And then we'll come back and do some apps. Before that, though, Brian, you got a little middle in the middle? No, indie in the middle for us?
I do have a middle in the middle.
Great.
This is the Como brothers, Matt and Andrew Como from Long Island, New York. First appeared on the music scene in early 2012. They've written, recorded, and released 2 albums, 5 EPs, and 2 singles. They performed at the Hard Rock Cafe, Webster Hall, The Cutting Room, and Warped Tour at the Nassau Coliseum. They're currently working on promoting their brand new single, which you're about to hear, which will also be on their upcoming EP. The song is called First Time. Here are the Como Brothers.
All right, we'll be right back.
I'm looking at you for the first time. Everything is frozen like a moonlit night. I'm looking at you for the first time. No, I'll always love you as I hold you tight. When you fall, if you break, I'll be there and I'll pick you up. Take my hand and I'll wait with you forever. Feeling you breathing, my heart beating faster. Time stood still and you're all that matters. And I never wanna leave. I'll always love you like the first time. I'll always love you like the first time.
I always love you.
like the first time.
He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the works, Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap.
Food that is fresh.
The Morning Stream.
Yo, that Leave It to Beaver line almost killed me.
We're back, everybody. That song was great.
It went, yeah, just
went really well with the dumb video just, I played.
So. It's just a nice, it's like a fresh salad right there. It's like fresh, crisp, springy sound.
Mm, like a nice taco, maybe, even.
Like a nice taco.
Summer taco. Mm. I had a taco today, so that's why I'm thinking of tacos. I would like more tacos. So we'll see how that goes for me. Hey, we're back, everybody, and that means it's time for us to dive into a little fun thing we call this. I forgot what I was reviewing. I better look it up.
Yeah, better look it up.
Yep.
App Slappy.
All right, we're going to review apps like we do on PM editions of the show. And today is no different. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. I found it. Okay. So I like to do games. You know, that's a thing I'm into. There is a game out now on Android and iOS called Monster Fishing.
Okay.
And it is hard to explain, except it's you fish for monsters. I don't want to shock you or anything, but that's what you do.
Dang, man. They just give it all away right there in the title, don't they?
Yeah, they just, you never know when you're just going to get it handed to you in that way. But Monster Fishing is a game where you fish for monsters, and here's how it works. So it may sound to you like, well, you're going to do just giant fish or, you know, what's the plan there? And the plan is easy. The plan is you're not looking for fish. You're looking for big, giant monster creatures. And those monster creatures are super hard to catch. And so I just realized the video I'm playing is not... This isn't the one. Hold on. Is this the one? Oh, this is going to annoy me. Well, all right. I guess I just won't play the video. So here's the deal. It's made by PlayFlame. And there's a good art style recommend, and I sort of can't see it, but it's very goofy, very cartoony looking. And boy, they're already showing me an ad. Well done, guys. This is my biggest
waste no time.
My biggest complaint is that you can do a purchasable get out of ads thing. I haven't done that yet, but it's like $3 and you can stop ads from playing ever again. But it's this game where you have a map, like a treasure map, and you have a series of monsters you have to catch. And you click on the dude, and you go into the thing, and there he is, Brian. You see him down there in the water? He's down in his little hole. It's like a little monster man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's me up in the ship there. And for me to catch him, I have to kind of guess as to the length of the rope I need to send down there. So I also may have to move the ship around because it's possible the current is going to move my lure to another place. You have three different shots to do because each time I make him catch one, he grows out of his hole a little bit. Eventually, if I get him three times, he's fully out of it and I catch this giant monster. And then it kind of becomes like almost, not like Pokemon where you play the monsters, but you collect them all. You want to try to collect all the freaking monsters. And that's basically it. It's the kind of a no-brainer, dumb good time. You use one finger and what else are you going to do waiting for the bus or whatever? That's the kind of game this is. I like it, but I also kind of know that it's poop, if that makes any sense. It's not like it's great by any stretch. It's just kind of there. And it's a fun little waste of time. And it's a little bit like darts, because if you get your lure in the right place, you might get more money if it's in the tiny circle in the middle. If it's on the outer ring, you'll get less.
The bowls, basically.
Yeah, so same idea as that. I'll see, like, here's some... This is going to be tricky. Okay, let me do this a little bit. Okay, so we're going to try to... Okay, blew it over. Oh, I did it. Anyway, it's just kind of a fun little guess where it's going to land kind of thing. And I like it. So I'm going to recommend it, even though apparently online there's another game called Monster Fishing 2018 that's very popular and it completely buries this game in terms of notoriety. But it's available on iOS and Android and just dumb enough to be worth playing. So go check it out. Monster Fishing. Monster Brian, Fishing. What did you bring?
I'm trying to find a video for you. Here's one so you can show this on... I'll put it in the Discord.
Uh-huh.
I have a game called
heard about this.
Donut County.
Yeah.
Now, this is a blast. This is a game where you can basically you control a hole. You manage a hole. Instead of driving a car, instead of controlling a dude walking through a cave, you're controlling a hole in the ground. And you can move that hole all over the place, and it swallows up the things and the people and the items and everything underneath. The best comparison, and you will instantly make that connection when you see this. The best comparison is, oh my God, I just forgot the name of it.
Katamari Damacy. Is that the
one? Katamari Damacy. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, your hole starts out small. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jamie. There's a free one for you. And as you are swallowing up things like blades of grass and small rocks in the yard, it starts getting bigger. And then it can kind of get larger rocks and the doghouse and the dog and all these other things in the yard. And then it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And pretty soon you're able to swallow the house or the, mm-hmm. you know, the tree. And what's kind of cool is that some things don't just completely disappear down the hole. For example, one round has a campfire that's in the middle of the area, and your campfire goes down the hole, but then you've got smoke and fire coming out of that hole. So now you want to put it underneath other things that the smoke and fire might have an effect on, like a hot air balloon or ears of corn that you want to turn into popcorn or things like that. So it's The music is very Katamari Damacy. I mean, the comparisons are not just in play style. The art style, the fact that it's something that gets bigger over time and you can use it to swallow larger and larger items. Oh, my God, how much stuff am I going to give Jamie?
Mm-hmm. Just keeps coming.
Anyway, it's a $4.99 game, and I've been having a blast with it. Just came out 2 or 3 days ago, so this is brand new. And this one, I think you're going to want to play on a tablet. You want big screen for this so that you can see everything that.
So for the record, it's on everything. You can get this on PlayStation, PC, whatever.
Oh, really? Even that? Okay. Yeah. Wow.
It was all over the place. Wow. The guy, it's a single developer. I forgot his name.
Oh, Ben Esposito.
That's it. And
yeah,
he's been working on this for years. The only complaint I've heard people say is that it's kind of short. You're done in about 2.5 hours.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what I've heard, I don't know.
That part, I haven't reached the end of the game yet. The only complaint I would have is there's this weird, and it's not even really a complaint, that if you just want to jump right in and start playing, there's a lot of story between rounds. And it's not something that's bad, because it's actually kind of funny, but it's also got that same weird quirkiness, that same weird quirkiness that Katamari Damacy has of, like, you know, the prince and he's capturing stars and planets or whatever for his king. It's really cool. Really, really like it. And if you just get through the story stuff quickly, you can get back to the game, which is easily the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I keep hearing the mechanic is just really addicting and fun to play with.
It really is. There is something very satisfying about, you know, swallowing a big cactus with this hole in the ground.
Yeah, no, it looks, and I like the style of it, this cool, like, kind of low poly count looking approach to it or whatever is really cool. So yeah, this is something I planned to get. Saw it was up there. I'll probably end up with it on iOS anyway, because I feels like the kind of game that would do well with a touchscreen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really need a controller for that, so why spend
no
that?
Yeah, I think this would be more fun with a touchscreen than with PlayStation using a controller. I mean, I guess you just, you know, you move it around, but I don't know. There's something that seems like a lot more tactile about dragging the hole around the screen with your finger.
Yeah, I'm watching somebody do it with a controller right now, and it works, but you're right. It's more, I don't know. It feels like it might just be a little more at home if you do it the way you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to drag it around with my finger.
Yeah. This looks, Jamie, listen, it's like Christmas for you.
I know.
All right, buddy.
Exactly. It's such an easy, such an easy one.
Oh, that looks really cool. This thing I just saw somebody do. Yeah. I'm probably have to just get this game.
Just get it. And what's fun is when you've got like a car or something or a large rock, mm-hmm. but the hole isn't big enough to just go right underneath it and swallow the whole thing. You've mm-hmm. got to kind of position it so that the front of the car dives down into it. Or, you know, you've got fish jumping. You want to have them jump right down into the hole. It's a blast. It's a really, really fun game.
All right. Go check it out. That's Donut County, available now pretty much everywhere you buy video games. Actually, yes. It may be on Switch. I don't know if that's true or not. Donut County.
This feels like it could be a great Switch game, too.
Yeah, because you could do touch.
Because you've got the option with Switch of using the controller or touchscreen controls.
Says here, not yet, but currently Steam, PS4, goodoldgames.com, App Store, and the Mac App Store. Not on Android yet, looks like. But it may be at some point. All right, well, there you go. Find recommendations here on the Morning Stream PM.
Perfect.
It's going to do it for us, everybody. Now, listen, here's the deal. We'll be back Tuesday, not Monday.
That's right. Monday's Labor Day. Take a break from us.
Plus, I'm going out of town, so I will not be here, even if it wasn't. But Kim and I are celebrating our anniversary, and we'll be back for Tuesday, no problem. Tom Merritt will not be here for anything we do Tuesday on this show, but he will be here Wednesday.
I was going to say, we don't have Tom Merritt on Tuesdays.
No, he's in my house on Wednesday. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He's physically here.
You'll have a Tom Merritt in your house.
He's visiting on his way through to Illinois, spending a couple of days here. He'll do some shows from here. We'll hang out, have some fun.
So he'll do tech time right there live in studio.
That's right. Very much looking forward to that. So that'll be something we're doing next week. And then otherwise, I think the schedule's pretty normal. And Comcast assures me they're not adding any more lines now, so everything should be fine.
Sure. They do these freaking unscheduled disconnections, man, all the damn time.
Lame. Anyway.
Comcast can
bite you.
Comcast can eat my viscosity.
There you go. Just make sure you get the right one, or I don't even know what that means. Hey, if you guys have an ASMR video you think I'd respond to, send those in to us. Email address is themorningstream@gmail.com. You can contact us right on the site if that's easier, frogpants.com/TMS. You'll find all the ways to contact us there. You'll find our Twitter accounts, our Reddit pages, all that stuff. And if you would like to support this show, which is why we even have a Friday afternoon version of the show, go to patreon.com/TMS and show your support today. That'll do it. Oh, Film Sack this weekend. I'm going to post it right after we record tomorrow morning before I leave. And then I leave about noon, so that'll be tomorrow. You'll get instead of waiting
the
whole day.
That's what you can listen to on Mondays. You can listen to Film Sack.
Yeah, even though some of you would have anyway. But yes, you'll get Film Sack. And I think that's everything. Do you have anything I'm not thinking of?
I don't have anything. You know, maybe I don't want to make any promises. Maybe I'll do a WoW stream on Monday morning since I'll get up and I want to play WoW.
Why not?
I don't want to play WoW all the damn time now.
Go for it. No, so, get your claws in you, man. It's hard to stop.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, then, if we've nothing else, let's give them a song, a little package they can take with them through their ears. But I don't know. Go ahead and do it.
How about something going out to Clintovius? I just love the name, Clintovius. Okay. He's been a silent listener for years, and he sent this. The date of the request was 8/29, which was a couple days ago. But it looks like September 13th is his birthday. So I think you put the wrong date in there. But anyway, he says, I have the crazy notion that I can introduce TMS for the first time to my non-podcast listening wife, Sasha. Hey. If Coverville can supply a convincing rendition of my favorite song, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, I would be most grateful. Oh, signed, Clintovius.
One of my favorite songs of all time, Clintovius.
Well, you're hopefully going to really like this version. I'm a sucker for cello and female vocalists mm-hmm. And just acoustic guitar and female vocalists. And I think you'll like this as well. This was released as a double A-side single from Leah Ices, L-I-A-I-C-E-S, back in 2012. Wish You Were Here with Late Night as the quote-unquote B-side.
Mm-hmm.
The harmonization in this song is amazing. I don't know. The whole presentation of the song is fantastic. You're going to love it. Here is Wish You Were Here by Leah Isis.
All right. We'll see. Oh, and vote for titles, everybody. Showbot. Frogpants.showbot.tv. There you go. Frogpants.showbot.tv.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Vote for your titles. We'll pick one after the show, and maybe you could be a winner. All right. See you guys next Tuesday. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Frog Pants Network. Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
You're in my house!
Yeah.